This is an executive summary of 721 Exchange versus DST, which should you use first? Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A common point of confusion is framing the DST and the 721 Exchange as competing choices. Should I do a DST or a 721 Exchange? In reality, they're usually not either slash or, they're often sequential steps in a single strategy. A DST is a 1031 eligible vehicle you exchange into, deferring gain, gaining passive real estate, while a 721 exchange contributes property to a right for op units, transitioning into right ownership. The DST and the 721 serve different roles, and they frequently combine. You use the DST first, 1031 into it, and the 721 second, when the DST is acquired by a right. So which first usually means the DST, with the 721 following. Understanding their roles and sequence clarifies how they work together. This guide explains each one's role, the typical sequence, when to use a DST alone, and when the 721 is the goal. The first thing to understand is that a DST and a 721 exchange usually aren't competing alternatives, they serve different roles and often work together. A DST is a passive, 1031 eligible real estate investment you exchange into. A 721 exchange is a contribution of property to a right for op units. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.